continuing our conversations about Shakespeare in Kabul at the Shakespeare Centre. Stephen Landrigan, hello again. Tell us a little bit more about this production of The Comedy of Errors, which is taking place at the Globe Theatre next week.
Well, 7 years after we did Love's Labour's Lost in Kabul, the Globe Theatre contacted the director of the play, Karine Jabir, and invited her to bring a company of Afghan actors to be part of the Globe to Globe Festival, which is going on at the Globe Theatre in London. And they had first suggested that the group do Richard II, but as we learned back in 2005, Afghans don't do tragedy. They felt they've been through enough of that, and they want to do something funny. So it was determined that they would do The Comedy of Errors, which they will do a week from now, and we're very, very eager to see how it is being done. They had to go and rehearse in India because the British Council, which is co-sponsoring the public, production, had a bombing there last August in their headquarters in Kabul, and that's where rehearsals had been scheduled. But they've been to India, and then they'll be coming from there to here. So we're very, very excited.
And there's some of the actors who are in Love's Labour's Lost, one or two, is that right, are also in The Comedy of Errors?
Two actors from Love's Labour's Lost have come on. One is Shah Mohammad Noori. He was the King of Kabul, which is how we styled the King of Navarre in Love's Labour's Lost. And he now plays one of the Dromio servant twins. And then Parween Mushtahel, who played a serving woman who was kind of one of those people that holds the story together in Love's Labour's Lost. She's now playing the mother of the older twins of the woman who spends her life in a monastery.
The abbess, yeah.
I'm not sure now how they're going to portray that. You know, what does a monastery become in a Kabul setting of a play? But we'll find out. That's the excitement of it.
And Kais, you're able to see this just before your visa expires next week, isn't it? You're seeing.
Yeah, I'll just see the first play when they do it, and around 2 o'clock, and then I have to rush to the airport to catch the plane and go to Dubai and then Kabul. Yeah.
Extraordinary moment. Well, it would be great to hear some lines of a great poet in the home of a great poet. So can you read some? Can you recite some Rumi for us in your own language and then in English? That would be fantastic, please. Yeah.
Well, I only can think of one poem by Rumi now. Well, I will recite in Dari first and then English. Baza, 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 aran chiesti baza, dar kakh bud parasti baza, sat bar agar toba shikesti baza, baza, baza. And in English, the translation is come, 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 whoever you are, wanderer, worshipper, lover of living, it doesn't matter. Our caravan is not a caravan of despair, but of endless joy. If you have broken your vow 100 times, come, come, yet again, come.
That's fantastic to hear, just a stone's throw from Shakespeare's birthplace. Kais Akbar Omar and Stephen Landrigan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.